Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
We've had a bit of a Sherlock Holmes situation in our house because Ari, my puppy, he lives in the laundry, sleeps there every night, and he has somehow found this white plastic stuff that keeps appearing in the laundry. Every morning I wake up and open the laundry door and there's more of it on the floor.
Can I describe, like, what shape and stuff is
so it? It's little shards of white plastic.
So as if he's, like, chewed it off something and then brought it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was thinking there's something in the backyard that he's chewing.
Yeah, my first, like, thought is, like, a bottle or something.
Yeah, it's a bit harder white plastic, like the top of a soap dispenser, like this hand sanitizer thing. It's tougher
like
white
plastic. Like
a tough
plastic. Okay. Yeah.
And there's little tiny shards of it everywhere, all over the laundry floor every morning. And I've cleaned it up every now and then, but now it's just gone crazy.
Mm.
I couldn't work out. I was racking my brain. There's nothing in the laundry. There's nothing outside that he could be chewing and bringing back in. But the floor is just covered in these shards of white plastic. Anyway, did a bit of investigation. We've got a camera in there that I was looking at.
I was about to say, you've got Ari Cam.
I've got Ari Cam on my phone. I was watching him. Watching him for a while one night. He didn't know I was watching him.
Obviously, you have a very busy life when you're at home, sitting there watching your dog through a camera.
Had a bit of free time. And he was in there by himself and he snuck off into the corner, off the camera, into the corner.
He knows where the camera is.
Well, I went back in there and there's a gap between the basin and the window, the sliding door, just enough to get the door through to open the door. And just enough for him to squeeze his little sausage dog body down to the end of. And I had no idea. There's nothing down there. There's just tiles and wall.
And the basin.
Except when we put the blind down every night. There's a rail in the bottom of the blind. Sorry. There was a rail in the bottom of the blind. It's not there anymore. He gets there every night. He crawls to the end of it. And he slowly takes the rail out. Slowly, piece by piece, chews it to bits, spits it out on the floor and keeps going. It's been his project now for months, I'm sure.
So how far has he got in? Like, how much of the rail is left?
It's only about half a foot left out of, like, 2 metres.
This is amazing.
And I'm going to take it away. Tonight, I'm going to take the blind off the wall and take this rail out and he's going to hate me forever. You know how long it's been? I've been...
Well, this is the thing, months. Like... I feel like you should leave it because it's his own little project.
I would leave it.
He's worked so hard on it.
It's dangerous for him. I don't want him to swallow a little bit of white plastic. I'm sure he has before and nothing's happened. But I don't want him to swallow one. I need to take it away from him. But he's going to be so dirty with me because that's his project. It's like you working on something for two months and then me just stealing it from you.
And then you're just hitting delete.
You'll never finish that. Sorry, I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of finishing that.
Sometimes you just got
to
be the bad parent.
You've
got to be the bad cop. And Ari is going to hate you for like a good 6 months or so.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have to deal with it. This is prepping you for when you have children.
I know. He may
when
never speak to
when you have a teenager and you take their phone off them because they're texting a boy or a girl and you're like, this is not okay.
He's going to run into the laundry and he'll be like, Dad, you never let me have anything.